a documentary which has, let's have a look, available already on Apple iTunes from yesterday. The documentary is called Totally Under Control, and it exposes the United States' response to the COVID-19 pandemic. I didn't realize that I was going to do the interview today, and so I didn't watch it. And I want to apologize to Suzanne Hillinger, one of the three directors on this, an Emmy-winning documentary filmmaker, because normally I like to watch things or read things before I talk to their authors or makers. So with that apology, Suzanne, good morning to you in the US.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Okay, it exposes the U.S. response. I mean, that word contains a lot. That tells you what kind of tack the documentary will take. And as being somebody, I am somebody who has an enormous distaste for Donald Trump and an enormous disaffection for the way he's handled the coronavirus pandemic in the U.S. I have a daughter there, and I read the media and so on. Would it be possible to make an alternative documentary? So a Mike Pence documentary instead of a Kamala Harris documentary praising the Trump response to the COVID-19 epidemic?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, what we really tried to do was actually be apolitical about it and just look at the early decisions that were made in this country that affected all citizens. You know, what they did to learn the facts and communicate them to the people. How they contained the virus, how they got testing up and running. And in the end, you know, all fingers point to leadership. No matter what went wrong, there was a possibility that, you know, the person in charge could change things in unprecedented times to protect the American people.
Again, a look, I haven't seen the documentary, but I have a sense of what it might contain because it is something that I have followed fairly closely. But again, you know, Pence said to Kamala Harris when she said that the Trump administration didn't do this and didn't do that and didn't do this and should have done that. We stopped people coming in from China. Nobody else did that. Well, you did, but only to a certain degree because a lot of people still came in from China. There's always this other side of the coin. And how often do you have a look at the other side of the coin in the documentary?
Yeah, I mean, we're just following the facts, and we did actually include some portions about the travel bans, and I think that was something that our government was trying to show that they were doing something good. And certainly, I mean, the travel ban to China was a good step; it was a necessary step. However, it didn't go far enough. You know, American citizens who were in China were still able to come back. There were a lot of loopholes. People could fly, you know, to Hong Kong and then to the U.S. So it wasn't really preventing people coming in as much as they may have touted. And also the European travel ban, by the time we put that in place in March, the virus is already spreading, you know, around the country. I mean, in terms of looking at the other side of the coin, we do go into a bit of history at other outbreaks in the country and how the Obama administration responded to Ebola and H1N1. And, you know, members of the administration did admit that they made mistakes, but that was it. They admitted it. And when a mistake happened, they worked really hard to correct it. And they were very transparent with the American people in ways that we just haven't seen happening this time around.
Citizens just about everywhere in the world are very critical of their government's response to COVID-19. There are a lot of South Africans that are very critical of the South African government's response. Not all of it, but a lot of it. And the criticism is not universal, but it is fairly widespread. And I share a lot of those criticisms, but also have a kind of understanding because this thing still is so new that knowing exactly what was the right thing to do is very easy to judge when you're on the outside and don't have to bear responsibility for any of the decisions. But I do get the sense, my sense of the Trump administration response to COVID-19 is that they kind of knew what they should do and chose not to do it.
That's right. So the Trump administration in 2019 put together an exercise with, you know, people from the Health and Human Services, our CDC, public health departments across the country, and an exercise called Crimson Contagion, where they actually walked through a simulated outbreak of respiratory virus that came from China that spread across the country, shockingly similar to what we were about to experience come January. The report of that, the results of that exercise came out in October, and it laid out exactly how we were not prepared. We didn't have enough supplies in our national stockpile, you know, with PPE, with respirators, masks. It was unclear how the leadership was supposed to sort of dictate responsibilities. We needed to allocate a very specific amount of funds. They went through step by step and said, if there is a respiratory virus that becomes an outbreak or a pandemic in the country, this is what we should do. And there was a playbook, and they had it. The people who ran that exercise, the people that were in charge of the coronavirus response here, and I don't know why they didn't take those lessons that they had just learned several months before. But they did know how to respond, and they chose not to do it. And I, you know, I think we can always surmise that the Trump administration, you know, Trump set out to lead this government like a business. He hired people in charge who also would put, you know, economic benefits over protecting the American people. And they made decisions to early on to make sure that, you know, the economy didn't collapse. I mean, ironically, everything that the administration's done has caused the economy to collapse.
And Suzanne, how do you look at masks? And if so, how? Because I'm, you know, I'm struck by, it's not, again, it's not just in America. The same is true to a lesser degree, perhaps, in South Africa. I'm fascinated by how wearing or not wearing a mask is a kind of expression of political identity. It's not really so much a sanitary or health choice. It's a political choice. You know, you look at pictures of the rally that Donald Trump held in Florida on Monday, and I don't know, maybe 4 out of 100 people are wearing masks.
Yeah, it's really tragic. This is a public health issue. It should not be politicized. The fact that masks have been politicized, that, yeah, wearing a mask or not wearing a mask suggests what political party you vote for, is dangerous. It gets people sick. It costs people their lives. It's very upsetting. I think that if we had, if scientists had been at the front of the response from the beginning, not censored through the White House, you know, if people like Anthony Fauci and Nancy Messonnier, who's a leading respiratory virus expert inside of the CDC, who was censored early in the spring from speaking, you know, if those people were able to get the message out to the American people that this was a respiratory virus that spread through the air, if you wear a mask, you will greatly curtail the chances that you will get it, or if you have it, you'll spread it. And it didn't happen, and it's still not happening. And on top of that, and I don't know what the case is in South Africa, but we still have mask shortages here. We still hear from people who work in hospitals who are reusing their N95 masks for days.
Thank you very much for talking to us, Suzanne Hillinger, Emmy Award-winning documentary filmmaker, one of three directors, putting together a documentary called Totally Under Control about the USA's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. It has been available from yesterday on Apple iTunes.